This is Officer Mikhail Pavlovitskyvich of the Lanar Kanem High Guard, found on the Lawful and Orderly podcast, and you are listening to the Redemption Podcast.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and the droid R3A1.
I don't think she's doing real well. Are you listening to this?
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
It's like you don't know the difference of the different parts of your face.
Kaylee Young as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Corell.
I used to take care of some Wookiees. Like a Wookiee family. I was a nanny.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
No, see, here you go, Isla. This is what we call a learning moment.
Episode 428, Dark Side of the Moon. With the crew finally working out their issues, they are finally united and ready to take on their mission for the crime lord, Jenna Dakar. They just need to capture their target in order to free the orphans that they have promised to liberate. But nothing is that simple, as the crew is due to find out.
The ship is ours.
We could play Dungeons and Dragons.
I had games in mind, but not really that one. You said you knew a little bit more about this whole Dantooinean spice miner thing. Can you explain that one for me?
And we cut over to A1 zigzagging through the streets. What is Corell's perception?
Corell's perception is a yellow and 3 greens.
He succeeded with the despair. So I have 1 success with the despair and everything else washed. What did you like the despair to be?
A1's hand cannot be retracted.
Uh-oh.
So his hand is stuck out of the dome.
Perpetually wavering.
Due to the fact that Corell just kind of jammed the hand back onto the mount. He tries to pull it in, and you just hear like a buzzing sound, and there's a little puff of blue smoke coming from the top of A1's dome, and the hand is stuck in a kind of awkwardly cocked position.
All right. That's A1's little trip. Corell gets to the bar?
Yeah, so the Father Years Corral is kind of, it's a middle-of-the-road sports bar, but it also has off-track betting. So whenever the Father Year races are going on, there's a lot of betting going on. You know, there's people placing wagers here and there. There's big screens with odds everywhere. And Corell gets there about 15 minutes early and just finds a seat awkwardly in the middle of the bar. She literally sits at a bar stool where she can see the door.
She gets hits on a couple times but doesn't realize it.
Yeah, and then there's kind of a little montage of people coming up to her. She has like 3 or 4 drinks bought for her that are just piling up in front of her. And she thanks everyone politely, and everybody seems confused because they're not getting anything back from her. And then the object of her attention appears.
He walks up.
Crow kind of waves him over.
So he walks up.
Girl again has 4 drinks sitting in front of her.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad you made it. Have a seat, or do you want to get the table?
Whatever you want to do. I didn't think you'd show up.
Well, I said I would.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Well, there's a table over in the corner. Do you want to sit over there?
Sure.
Okay. And girl picks up all 4 her drinks and walks over to the table. It's in the corner, too, mm-hmm. So she sits with her back to the corner.
So, I didn't ask your name at the ship.
Oh, I didn't ask yours either. That's kind of awkward, isn't it?
I'm Dagmar.
Dagmar, it's very nice to meet you. My name is Tisla.
It's nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you, too. And she offers her hand.
He shakes it nervously.
Corell doesn't think about it, so it's a strong handshake.
That's a grip you have there.
Oh, I do a lot of work with my hands, so, you know. I apologize. Here, some people offered me drinks, so I didn't know what you might like. That's a golden pod racer that is, it's called an Alderaanian ale. That's the pale one there. And I forget what the other 2 darker ones is.
He just grabs the nearest one to him and sips on it. Oh, that's interesting.
So, Are you off work for the evening?
Yeah. Back on tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I guess probably if people living on that ship are there, they don't need full-time security around the clock. So, great, that means you have all night then.
Yeah, I don't have to be back till the morning. I'll relieve the other guys.
Oh, you had friends who have to work tonight?
Well, yeah, well, it's 24-hour rotation. It's 3 8-hour shifts. Well, it's not very exciting, we just walk around and...
Nobody ever tries to get on there? I mean, it's a beautiful ship.
Yeah, but there's 5 of us and we're always within view of each other, as well as the cameras on the ship and the other defenses this ship has.
Defenses? I mean, it's just a high roller. It's not anybody important. You weren't kidding about that, right?
I don't really know much about whoever it is.
But if it's got active defenses, isn't that a little excessive?
I don't know.
I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe if we could see what it was like on the inside.
I don't have the code.
Oh.
Or the clearance for my retina to get on the ship.
Mm.
We flash back to the Curlet's Fang where Isla is like pressing her communicator and being like, don't talk about the ship right away. Talk about something else, Corral.
You know, she can't hear you.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't. She turned her receiving off. She can only send.
Do you want me to go over and tell her?
No. You got it. No, again, conspicuous. She cannot know you are following her.
Ugh.
Hey, everybody!
What was that?
What was that?
Master, Captain, I'm sorry. That would be somebody high-fiving A1.
Why would anybody be... Wait, D4? Wait, D4, what are you doing?
I'm in the corner of the bar, watching A1's back. Is that not what a crew does?
Yes... Yes, we do. I had intended for A1 to go do this alone, but if you're there, the same rules apply to you. Do not be seen, do not be conspicuous, do not kill anybody.
I understand. I am currently under a large cloak impersonating a human.
Don't, under no circumstances is to Corral know you are there. If you are going to be found out, flee.
Captain, I will make sure that Corral does not see me. And if she does, I have removed 2 of my arms and am wearing camouflage underneath.
Very, very, very good. Very, very good.
Wow. When did he do all of this?
Tazi goes off comm and looks over to Isla.
Okay, this may have backfired on me tremendously. I didn't realize D4 was... I really need to keep my eye out. He's a lot quieter than I think he is. He's constantly around and I don't notice.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, isn't it?
I mean, he worked with you, so I mean, I assume that you know, again, maybe he learned this stuff from you. I don't know, but yeah, I guess I need to keep my eyes open. I mean, he's doing exactly what I would be doing. No, I that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think he learned it by watching you.
Cut back to the awkwardness back at the table.
So what do you do?
I work with the Fathiers.
Oh, is that exciting?
It's a little smelly sometimes, to be honest. They don't ever pick up after themselves. On the bright side, there's not hair everywhere.
Oh, did you have a job where they had a lot of hair?
I used to take care of some Wookiees, like a Wookiee family. I was a nanny.
Isla's just shaking her head.
He kind of turns his head.
Well, I was young and I needed money.
So you took care of their children?
Yes. Wookiee children are very rambunctious.
Yeah, and they must have been as big as you.
Yes, that's true. Once they get above, like, 8 or 9, though, they're much taller.
Wow. How did you keep up with them?
It was very exhausting. That's why I went into taking care of Fathiers. They mostly stand around and then run in small bursts, like that race that's going on up there.
He looks up at the screen and then looks away, bored. Oh, so what would he like to do?
Well, I really like animals. What do you do in your spare time?
Nothing really all that exciting. I want to hear more about you.
Karaoke. I like karaoke.
Oh, I can't sing very well.
Oh, neither can I. I've been told I have a very gravelly singing voice.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not that noisy in here. It would draw a lot of attention. And I that wouldn't mean unless you wanted to go out to do some karaoke. I mean, I know a noodles place that does it.
I'm sure everywhere you go, you draw attention.
Well, I mean...
And he kind of blushes when he says that and looks at the table really awkward.
Well, a girl's got to, you know, stand out. Otherwise, she doesn't attract a man. That's what a friend of mine says, anyway. She's very forthright.
Oh. She sounds smart.
She is very, very smart. She has the most delicious donuts in the galaxy.
I like donuts.
I like donuts too. We should get some donuts sometime.
That'd be fun.
Do you know a good donut place?
I don't really eat a lot of donuts. I'm trying to watch my figure.
Well, you're fine. I mean, you've got to have, like, at least a 4-pack going on there.
Kind of sits up.
You must work out in your spare time.
A little bit. So do you want to just stay here all night and not drink, or do you want to do something else?
Well, I had an unfortunate incident the last time I drank a lot, so I've been kind of staying away from it.
What happened?
Well, a friend of mine and I were out drinking, and, well, she kind of mooned everybody, and so I shot her in the ass with a stun gun. It was very embarrassing for her. She's brought this up a few times, and she's trying to live it down. So in her memory, I tried to stay away from alcohol.
Okay, she's really floundering, and I'm not sure she has a way out. Should you just go in there and like, demand to know why she's cheating on you?
See,
or I can do that.
No, see, here you go, Isla. This is what we call a learning moment. It's important for Corell to learn how to get herself out of these situations. If we go in and rescue her, she won't know how to let this... I mean, if this happens again, she won't know how to get out of it.
Or we could have D4 trank the dude.
I mean, I think we need to see how this plays out. Besides, it's entertaining.
This is better than any holodrama I've seen.
You know, this is pretty good.
Well, we cut back over to the bar. So... Your friend, is she on planet 2? Because I've got a friend, and we could all go...
Oh, no, she went off with her ex-boyfriend.
That's...
Her ex-boyfriend is in part of the war that's going on, and they needed each other. It's a whole horrible love triangle thing, where... Not triangle, I guess it would be, it's love... It's just, they like each other a lot, it's a love line type thing.
Would that be a circle, then? If it just keeps coming back to each other?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. So it's a love circle.
I've never been in one of those.
No, I know what it's like. It's hard to break out of that pattern.
Oh, he picks up a drink and...
As he's drinking it, Krolfer says, there was a girl I knew about 20 years ago, and it was like that. It was on and off thing, but it was very frowned upon, so we couldn't actually, you know...
He picks up a drink, and he's taking a long drink because he realizes there's 4 drinks there and you're not going to drink any. And the camera cuts over to A1. He turns on his comm. I don't think she's doing real well. Are you listening to this?
Yeah, we're listening. And yeah, here, throw it a little higher.
Yeah, so...
Forehead.
I don't want
my mouth is small, my forehead is large. What do you want?
Hello? I'm still here.
I'm sorry. Yes. She is not doing what we would call well, but this is a situation she wanted to see. She wanted to do this. I feel like we shouldn't interrupt. I feel like we need to let her get through this. It's a learning experience. That's why I was just telling Isla. Like, we gotta...
Yeah, but
you know,
we also didn't establish, like, an emergency signal or anything. Like...
I mean, she can certainly... I think she certainly has the skills to get herself out of this situation. I don't think we need to interrupt.
I mean, you just go to the bathroom and never go back.
That's certainly a possible...
I've done that.
...option, too. I mean, again, you know, let's see how this plays out. She'll be fine.
He
doesn't appear to be threatening in any way that I can tell.
No, he's kind of a little sad.
Yeah, I mean...
Should I send her a note to, like, nudge her in a direction? Like, do you guys have any suggestions?
No, I mean, it sounds like...
Oh, I have a lot of suggestions.
It sounds like this gentleman can't really help us, but you know, she's got to have a bad day once in a while, right? So, let's just see how this plays out. Just let it roll. Like as if you were at the table and you had a good line going, right? Just let it ride.
Got it. So continue betting on the awkward failure.
Let's just see how this plays out. And A1, if you weren't aware, D4 is also with you.
Yeah, he's in the corner.
Okay, no, I'm just making sure that you know, because yeah. I didn't know until he spoke up on the comms.
Well, I knew that I, but then he said he's wearing a big cloak, hiding in a corner.
Okay, well, just
only one.
Keep it, you know, again, he's got your back. Keep an eye on him, too. Like, you know.
Gotcha.
We'll continue to hold down the fort here on the ship.
Good luck. Sounds tough.
Oh, it's challenging.
Yeah, keep that off your forehead.
Yeah, yes, I'm trying to. But I have a small mouth. It's hard when she throws food at me. I can't. Anyway, good luck.
We flash back to the Curlet's Fang.
I know, you gotta throw higher. I need to be able to get my mouth under the tincta shell. I can't catch it.
Okay,
if
there
you throw
we go.
It
there
at
we go.
Me, I can't catch it. You gotta throw it up.
But when I throw it up, you just, like, you can't maneuver your mouth underneath it. It's like, like you don't know the difference of the different parts of your face.
No, I know where my mouth and forehead are on my face. This isn't the...
I mean,
you know,
good thing that...
Maybe you should slow
you
down.
Don't...
Maybe you should slow down on the pod racers, huh?
No. It's a good thing you don't have hair. Otherwise, like, there'd be all kinds of stuff in that hair right now.
You're absolutely right. It's very good that I don't have hair. Yeah, again, maybe you should eat a little something more. Maybe slow down on the pod racers. What?
Oh, my galaxies. Tazi, you know who could get Corral out of this?
What? Who?
We should see if Kazi's on planet.
I think that is maybe one of the worst ideas you've ever had.
I mean, I did.
You haven't had a lot of bad ideas, but that's a really bad idea.
I did suggest we sell the Corral its fang.
I was trying to forget about that, but thanks for bringing it back up.
Oh my god, dude.
Maybe,
Tazi.
Hold on. Something's happening.
I was joking.
Something's happening.
Times.
Oh, hey, quiet. We got something's happening.
Camera cuts back over to the table where Corell and Dagmar are. So, how long are you going to be on planet?
Probably a couple more years. You know, Fathier's. Unless, you know, the Fathier's, the stable that I work for, transfers me, which there's been rumors that might. Okay, look, Dagmar.
Yeah?
You're really sweet and all that.
Thank you.
But I shouldn't have done this. I'm very confused. I'm really not into guys that much. I thought I might be, but you're too nice. I can't lead you on anymore. I would like to do karaoke with you sometime, but it would just be as friends.
He kind of looks down at the table and picks up one of the drinks. Promptly tips it up and empties it. I thought it was too good to be true.
Well, honestly, if I had a single friend who was single, I don't have a lot of friends, I just realized. But anyway, I would totally introduce you. And if I was into guys, which, I mean, you were cute and you kind of, you know, it was a thing, but it's just not going to work, and I don't want to hurt you any more than I probably already have. So I'm just going to thank you for the wonderful evening, pay for our drinks, and I'm going to bid you a good night.
And Corell gets up and leaves some credits on the table for drinks that she didn't even pay for. And she walks out and high-fives A1 as she passes him.
All right. A1, just as you high-five him, well, that was awkward.
Shut up, A1.
And he just falls in line behind you.
Was she lying to get out of, or was she being real?
I...
You know, sometimes things just, you know, you meet somebody, the sparks fly, but then they don't go anywhere.
Now, the thing is, I don't think sparks didn't actually fly here. I think this was a setup,
well,
and...
I think he thought sparks were...
Well, but that's part of what happens when you try to date someone for espionage, right? I mean, you're essentially leading that person on anyway, so...
Well, yeah, but in my experience, that can sometimes work out, though.
Is it working out now?
No. Well, no, that no, I'm not dating you for espionage, Tazi.
I'm just checking. Just
it's,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that, and then suddenly I, you know, thoughts come into my head, and I start like wondering if this has all been a sham or if this is a real thing. So, you know, excuse me if I got a little bit worried there for a moment.
I just, you know, things happen. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, Tazi.
No, I'm not upset. We're good. I'm not upset.
Believe me,
I'm
good. We're good. It's not that I wouldn't date you for espionage. I mean, you have plenty of things that could be espionaged. I'm just not.
I'm okay with you not dating me for espionage. You know, I think Corral got out of that in the best way that she could. But this is, again, she needed to do this. Now, if this happens again, right, if she has to go, if she feels like she wants to go out with somebody to try and get information out of them or to, you know, get them to take her to a secured location or what have you, sneak her in somewhere, like, now she kind of knows the deal, right? She kind of knows how to play it next time.
Right. So now we're just going to ambush?
We're going to wait for her to come back. We'll have a discussion, and then we'll figure out what to do next.
Okay.
So obviously, we're not getting on the ship.
Which is okay.
With this person's help.
I mean, she also could have knocked him out, taken his uniform. I mean, there's any number of ways she could have gotten out of this.
And you guys can talk about that. You know, you can certainly have the discussion with her when she gets back. How about you drink something other than a pod racer? You know, drink something else. Let yourself, you know.
I have been drinking pod chasers, though.
No, it's
a golden pod racer that you chase with a Dathomirian sunset.
That explains a lot. So stop doing that. She's gonna need to have someone, you know, reasonable. I know, but when she gets back, she's gonna need to have somebody reasonable to talk to. We gotta be on.
That's why you're here.
No, I'll stop drinking too. Let's put the popcorn away. We can't. This can't be a spectacle, right? Let's clean up. Let's clean everything up. Let's clean up right now. Put that down. Let's go clean up. Right. That's a good
idea. Wash the popcorn off of your forehead.
I will.
We swipe away to Corell walking onto the ship, followed by A1. A few seconds later, 1-1-D4 walks on with a big cloak over him, hood pulled up.
Hey, Corell.
Oh, hey, let me go change, and I'll give you a report on what happened, although I'm pretty sure you already heard it. He was a very nice young man. So let me go change. I'll be right back. And she hustles down to her quarters.
D4 walks up to Tazi.
Master, Captain?
Yes.
Here is my camouflage back.
And he hands you your white jumpsuit.
This.
Wow.
So, just for future reference, D4, a droid in a flight suit is not inconspicuous.
My cover was that of an entertainer.
True, but
entertainers not wear outlandish outfits.
Droids don't tend to wear clothing. So droids wearing clothing actually makes you stand out more than if you were simply a droid standing in the corner.
Carl walks back in at this point and looks at D4. You do know that there were people taking holo pictures of you, right?
I was hiding in the corner under the heavy cloak.
Yeah, the problem is in that outfit, you kind of looked like ELV-15, you know, the famous droid singer?
You know, now that you mention it, that's,
And he disappeared about 10 years ago under mysterious circumstances?
Hasn't been seen in years.
Wait, where were you about 10 years ago?
Who is this?
You've never heard of ELV-15?
I don't think so.
Oh, 15 had some amazing hits.
Hold on, I'll holonet him.
I was on Mutalist 10 years ago.
All right,
it says he's here.
Well, yeah, it says he's here because
he last seen in the Fathier's Corral?
And Isla turns around her data pad to show all of these pictures, definitely of D4, in the corral.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can use that to our advantage in the future. We can call that. That's what our friend A1 here would call a creative distraction.
Or we could. Do you know any songs? Maybe we could record you doing something and sell it.
I have not been programmed for singing.
Well, we'll have to. Isla can teach you.
Yeah, something for the future.
Yeah,
right?
For another day.
If Corral did not know I was there, was my disguise not successful? Because I was not hiding from everyone else. I was hiding from her.
So I think the lesson to be learned here is that if you are trying to follow someone, it's good not to stand out at all. Because if other people notice you, there's a chance that they will bring attention to you that would bring the person, your quarry, your the person you're following, would also bring attention to you. So if you're noticed by a group of people or some people, that can cause enough of a commotion that you can betray yourself to the target.
And speaking of noticing, she kneels down next to A1 and try and fix his hand.
Oh, just average.
Why is your hand still out there, A1?
I knocked over a crate and it fell down, and now my hand won't go down. I think it's because Carell ripped it off earlier.
So you can't retract it?
Carell, like, leans down and gives a couple twists of a electronics tool, pings it with a spanner a little bit, and then it just retracts as normal.
Huh.
I succeeded with a triumph and a threat.
All right. That's much better. Thank you.
No problem. How many high fives did you get?
27.
Not too bad. I liked it better when you were getting credits, but you know.
We heard a couple of them on the comm.
So, okay. If you were listening on the comm, which I assume you were,
no,
you obviously
we heard a little bit here and there, but we were distracted. You know, we were trying to keep ourselves busy here.
I heard everything.
So did I.
Well, thank you, guys. Obviously, he can't get us the access we need, so we need to go back to our original plan, which is attack. It's only 10 o'clock. She may still be at the Isla. You look a little bleary. Are you okay?
What?
Are you tired? You look like you're about to fall asleep.
I'm fine.
She just needs a little calf, right? You just need a little calf. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Because, I mean, if we wanted to try and go there, and she's probably already at the casino, but we could probably get her on the way back. Or we wait till tomorrow.
So I just want to be clear. Our plan that we're going to... The plan does not involve removing an eye, correct? We are not removing eyes.
We are not removing eyes.
Okay, I'm just making... I want to have that restated just for posterity's sake.
So, I guess you guys could say the eyes have it?
No, you couldn't say that. That's so weird.
We didn't have a vote.
That was not good.
I was trying to be funny.
No.
I
mean, A for effort. A for effort, for sure.
I think it's more of a C in this case, because I didn't even get a T.
No, I'm saying you tried. You tried, though. Wait, that's
C? Is that... Are you continuing with the eye joke?
No, but I understand what you did there. I almost said I saw what you did there, but that would have continued it more.
So we're going to assault her on her way back from the casino. That's what we're talking about.
Well, according to the original plan,
gonna jump her.
Okay.
Which I now know I was not being excluded from, and I am part of the assault team.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You are a key figure in the assault team.
We desperately need you, Carell.
Okay, you don't need to lay it on that... much. We're okay at the moment.
But Carell, you're one of my best friends.
Well, I mean...
I would never exclude you.
Is she okay?
A1, can you grab her a calf from the...
It's okay, Isla.
Yes.
You are a valuable member of the Kraditz Fang.
And Isla goes in for the, you know, really awkward hug.
And Carell, like, awkwardly one-armed hugs her, but she's like, you know... half a foot shorter than her, so...
Tazi looks over to Carell and mouths, "I'm sorry."
Carell mouths, "Help me."
Tazi puts his thumb up and kind of points over to Isla and then makes a motion to his hand like drinking.
Carell gives you a thumbs up. Isla, have you had anything to eat other than the popcorn you just dropped on me?
We had some salty snacks and we had some noodles at some point.
Okay.
When was that?
That was 3 days ago.
No.
Did you guys get takeout?
Yeah. We had a noodle delivery. Noodles four times delivers, but they do it through some service. Grub Dug, I think.
Oh, I've never heard of those.
Dug brought noodles to the ship.
Huh? Not the one you hit.
No. I don't think it was
then you'd
the
have
same
to give
one.
Him a really good tip.
No, I don't think it was the same one. But
anyway, Isla, you are my friend. It's okay. Valuable member of the ship. Everything is okay. A1, can you bring that calf, please?
When you said you didn't have any friends, it made me feel so sad.
Well, I do have friends. I have pretty much everyone in this room. And Kao. And, I mean, Ayla's kind of a friend, sort of, in a way. I mean, I don't really talk to Verita. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I don't. I mean, I just kind of have acquaintances other than you guys. But that's okay. Quality over quantity, right? A1, where's that calf?
I'm right here. I've been holding it up the entire time.
Oh, is that for me? And she wipes her eyes, takes the calf, and starts drinking it.
So,
that's definitely
probably
for
tomorrow
you.
Night then for the attack.
I think tonight is probably off.
So there's a tap on your shoulder, Tazzy. You look over.
Hi, D4. I, how are you? You are so quiet, and you so on the ship. If you could maybe announce yourself before you like tap somebody on the shoulder on the ship. Anyway, you're strangely quiet for a medical droid.
Thank you, sir.
He's got one finger pointing, and a little needle pops out.
Would you like her to be more sober?
I don't know. Maybe ask her. I don't ask me. I don't think that's really. I don't think I should be able to. No, I don't think I. Hey, Isla. D4 can maybe help you sober up with a little injection. Do you want him to do that?
D4, important safety tip. Adrenaline does not counteract alcohol. I know that one for a fact because KO tried using it on me.
I am aware of this. This is a chemical that blocks the receptors in the body for alcohol.
Okay,
maybe.
Just saying.
Maybe I should just sleep it off if we're not going to do anything.
No,
tonight.
I think that's a fine idea. We don't have to do anything tonight. I think we've had enough activity for this evening. To be perfectly honest, let's just call it a night. Maybe you can go get some rest. We can maybe work on while you're sleeping. Maybe Corell and myself and the gentleman here can work on a plan.
We have a plan. It's Isla's plan.
I'm saying, like, maybe we can refine it.
We will refine it and bring it to you for approval in the morning.
Isla holds up the little bomb that's supposed to disable the speeder, and she's like, maybe somebody else should hold on to this then.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to flip over that dark side point.
Okay.
And as Isla holds it up, her fingers are still a little slippery from all the Tinkta shells and the popcorn, and it just kind of pops out of her hand and bounces onto the ground and starts beeping menacingly.
A1 immediately is rolling over. You see, pick it
that's
up.
That's not good. That's not good. That's not good.
You're shielded against it, right, A1?
No.
Turn it off.
A1 turns it off.
It's gonna take out all of the Corellid's Fang. Like, just turn it off.
No. What did you call the ship, though? What did you say the ship's name was?
Oh, she's drunk. She didn't mean it.
The Fang? What? Corellid's Fang?
It's just Corellid. K-R Corellid.
Yeah, the Corellid.
Yeah, no. It's not Corell's name. It's Corellid. It is something different. It's an ancient beast from Durosian lore. You know, from back when the planet was inhabitable.
I mean, I don't hear the difference. Corellid.
That's closer.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah.
Kra. Kra, not Kara.
Kara, what?
Not Kara. Kra.
Can we talk about this when I'm sober?
Yeah,
sure. No, yeah, go ahead and go lay
down. Yeah, go take a nap. We got this.
I'm going to take this to the back, put it somewhere safe.
Can you maybe have it not disable you two as well?
Yeah, I'll work on that. Then A1 rolls out, motions towards D4 to follow him, and they walk back towards the back.
So, I mean, I don't think that we have anything else going on. So once Isla goes to bed, Corell just also heads to bed. So
Tazzy heads back to the cockpit, throws on a couple of old hollows, finishes up some of the snacks, falls asleep in the pilot's chair.
All right. Cut to the next day.
So are we tracing her to the casino, or are we just waiting for her to come out?
Well, I thought, okay,
either
correct
one.
Me if I'm wrong, but the original plan you came up with was to be at the casino, watch for her to arrive, then once the valet, and then who was going to be the valet again? Does anyone remember?
You were.
Me?
Yeah.
No, there was no valet.
No, we needed you to attach the device to the vehicle.
There was going to be a tracking device.
Well, maybe
we should just start over.
Maybe we should just have Isla describe the plan again.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So we watch the casino. We ID which speeder is hers, what her herglets look like, and everything. A1's the only one who's ever seen Lana Bahal in person. And so then we watch for them to leave, and
we intercept them on the way.
We intercept them on the way.
Are you
when
okay?
There's nobody else around.
Did you get enough
around?
Water this morning? You look a little dehydrated.
Yeah, A1, can you plug in and pull up your images of Lana on the screen so we can see what she looks like?
Sure. He pulls it up. She's a well-dressed human. Mildly attractive. I mean, there's...
We ambush them. Tazi is sniping from a nearby building to distract the Herglicks. I'm going to walk across the road so that they don't hit me, hopefully, and I'm going to have the device in hand to disable their speeder. When they get out, probably the Herglicks, or at least one, Tazi's going to lay down suppressing fire, and then Karel and A1 are going to run in, grab Lana, and run out, while D4 sedates the Herglicks.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, and I'm there to distract the Herglicks, or take them out, or help with Lana, assuming that I haven't gotten severely injured.
Or knocked unconscious.
By their speeder.
Or a concussion.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I've ever had one of those before.
Why don't we get into position? I think we all understand the plan at this point. Are we ready to go?
Yeah,
is D4 in the room, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes, I am ready.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, here we go. Ready? Break.
I got it.
What are we breaking?
Get my stuff together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so do we. And A1 and D4 head to the back.
Krolix and Isla.
What are we breaking?
No. I don't have to explain this again. I miss Kale. Heart. He got it. No, do you have all the things you need to go?
I think so.
Okay.
A few minutes later, Tazi emerges kind of from the room area, and he's got a small attaché case, and he's wearing a cloak over his flight suit.
A few minutes after that, A1 and 11D4 roll in, and they are spray painted black and gray in like a urban camouflage pattern.
We have sufficiently camouflaged ourselves. Is this not correct?
You're going to stand out on the way there.
We have our cloaks.
I don't know if both of you get this or not, but the reason that droids are so easily used for espionage is that because, for the most part, no one gives a droid a second glance.
And that's very second glancy. I mean, if I see a droid dressed in camouflage, I'm going to be like, what is that droid doing?
But it will be night. We will be hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, I'm with the droids on this one.
No, I mean, it's just the simple fact that, for the most part, the general populace doesn't see droids as individuals. They see droids as tools. So if a droid is present in a space, most people don't second-guess the fact that the droid is there.
Ah, understand. Less shadow, more tool. Will do.
And they head back to the back. They come back a little while later, and they are back to their original colors. And they have little toolkits on them and looking more like a maintenance crew.
Yeah, see, that's more inconspicuous than painting yourself in urban camouflage colors.
I understand.
A1, so we're ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm all set.
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
So we're all setting our weapons to stun, or are we? I mean, where are we going with this?
Yes, weapons to stun.
Okay.
Well,
A1's looking right at Karel. How do you set that thing to stun?
There isn't really.
I think she just has to use her fist.
Or a blaster.
I'll probably just use my blaster.
Mm. Yes, the use of a lightsaber would be conspicuous.
Right. If we are in danger of dying, then yes, I will use it. But fortunately, I don't think it will come to that.
No. Hopefully, yeah. Ideally, we don't have to worry about that thing.
I mean, seriously, yeah. We have a great plan. What could go wrong?
Subtlety is definitely our strength, so.
Yes. All right, let's go. Krell heads out.
Tazi follows.
Isla follows.
A1 and D4 just kind of look at each other for a second. D4 kind of shrugs his shoulders and they follow.
As they come off the ramp, Tazi turns around and clicks the little ship remote.
All right, everybody, remember where we parked.
Hey everyone, this is Kaylee. Just want to let you know this is part one of our two-part season finale. Look for the second part of that real soon. Secondly, although we are no longer a member of the RPG Academy Network, we definitely will be going to a Catacon this year. And the Kickstarter for a Catacon is still going on. Right now, I believe we have about 8 days left. And we are Still a little shy of our target number. We're doing real well, but if you have not gotten your ticket yet, or if you're thinking about sponsoring one of the best cons in the Midwest, then this is your chance. Go to the Kickstarter page. You can find it on theacatacon.com or linked in the show notes, and get your tickets now. It is a great convention, and we'll see you in November. Thanks. This episode's Patreon backer is Richard. Richard, thank you very much for supporting us through Patreon. We really appreciate your support and hope you enjoy the outtakes that we put up for you every other week.
A Redemption Podcast is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Please interact with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter at Redemption Pod, Instagram at Redemption Podcast. Visit our website, redemptionpodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever other podcatcher you use. This will help people find us. And if you like us, please consider using Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/redemption. Until next time.